This is Russ Dizdar. We have the 21st of, June 2010. Once again, for all the 2012ers out there, not too long until what you believe is coming. Well, will it occur? Listen, we're going to, jump into the difference between the Spirit of God and the accuracy of God in God's ability to speak about the days like tomorrow or years from now and give detailed prediction that has always been infallible, irrevocable, unstoppable. And I do believe in biblical revelation there is a dark side that seeks to preempt what God has said, what he is going to do, obviously. But the other part of prophecy reveals what the dark side is doing. Listen, we are going to jump into, again, Revelation chapter 6. We're going to go into talking about the sixth seal one more time, only because we emphasized some of the occurrences. But listen, this is a very clear message for anyone that is embracing globalism, trusting a new day, a new dawn, a new order. There are politicians, there are political individuals all over, there are military officials, there are millions in the New Age movement, obviously, even among traditional Satanists and deep Luciferians, there is the belief and there is a spiritual wave that is coming, really truly coming. Some have called it a planetary wave, a spiritual evolution. Now, I will agree that a massive, massive impact is coming. But I think that God reveals where it's coming from. And there is grave and very dramatic warning. That's what Revelation 6 is all about. This massive, prophetic, dramatic, pictorial type communication. Off the backdrop of Revelation 5. Listen, hi again. Russ Dizdar here live with you. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Now, I want you to know we're trying to do the website a little bit better. And we've got down Monday through actually the entire week. We have this show, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Then we are on as the guest host for Steve Quayle, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. We are also going to put a broadcast up at 6 p.m. Thursday night off of the Shatter the Darkness website. We will have Saturday's ongoing series released on preemption broadcast, and then Sunday, The Ragged Edge. And man, we had a great time last night. It was pretty aggressive and 90 minutes, and we kind of ran out of time. So next week, it'll be the regular 2 hours, and we will go on Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard. The Ragged Edge Show and live, there's chat. We will do some call-ins, and we just want you to know that, when we're doing the live, when we're doing the broadcast, when we're doing the podcasts, obviously there's always the archives. Don't forget the book. We've added the counseling, inner healing, deliverance course, another 25 hours of MP3. So well over 100 hours of training MP3s that are given to you free when you purchase the book, The Black Awakening. And if you've already done that, you can still use your same link, and you can get that course also, so it's still for you. The course, Confronting the Powers, Supernatural Apologetics, still free. And don't forget Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, and we are going to be adding some new elements to that this week, and we will continue. Listen, we are apologizing one more time because of the enormous number of emails, and we're going to try. I had a goal set out today to respond to at least 50 today. We'll see if we get there. And listen, glad that you're here. We've got 1 hour that we trust that God is involved. There is providential impact, I believe, in lives. Welcoming all the believers in Christ, may God's blessing and strength. Psalm Chapter 103. Let's not forget what the Lord does in our lives. To thousands of others and those that download the archives, We know that there are those that are not believers in Christ, maybe seekers, maybe those who are in a quest, but I also know that remote viewers and Psy warriors and those from the underground do also listen. So I want to say that this is a message based on the prophetic biblical revelation. This is not about Nostradamus, not about Edgar Cayce, not about Alice Bailey, not about the psychics of today, and definitely not about the remote viewers. This is about the Spirit of God's, well, direct and specific events. Now, it's pretty amazing to me that we can look at these events and we can see God saying, well, what he's going to do. But he's also saying in detail the satanic agenda. There is no other place that you can get a definitive and broad and sequential look at the agenda that is erupting all around us. And all of us know, and I think that even the secular, well, the talk shows and the television news shows, cable news shows, it's amazing to me that they're all bringing up the issues of the, well, globalism and a new order. And so there's a lot of individuals bringing it up and being opposed to it. There are a lot of people bringing it up. And I heard Colonel Shannon, who wrote the 1st Earth Battalion, kind of a new age, spiritistic, Psy warrior kind of manual for soldiers, I believe, back in the 70s. And I heard him the other day talking about globalism and a new age and different things. And again, nothing wrong with caring about the earth. Absolutely nothing wrong with learning how to take care of yourself and becoming very efficient and green. That's a biblical thing. But the spirit that is behind globalism is literally appealing to the saving of the fallen system. And this is what we need to grasp tonight. There is a fallen world system. In the book of 1 John, you can take a look in chapter 2, where it talks about the world and its desires. It's passing away. There is a devolution. There is a sense of linear time. There is a sense that the fallen world system and all of its corruption and all of its damage and all of what we've done and all of what radical evil has done, well, the Spirit of God paints clear communication that it is passing away. It is coming down like an elevator ride from maybe the 50th floor, and it's going down, down, down. You're getting to 35 and you're getting to 34 and you're getting to 20, you're getting to 18 and 19. Well, that's what's happening right now with history. We're coming down to the last of the last years of human history. And so when we bring up these issues about end time events, and some would feel, man, this is dramatic. This is incredible information that God has given on the four horsemen. And again, the four horsemen is just simply prophetic revelation in pictorial form to communicate boldly global earth-changing, world-ending events that are going to be occurring. White horse, red horse. And so we've gone over that. We now have on the Shatter the Darkness site, if you go down some, you'll see where it says the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. All four of those sessions are on that one page, and you can listen. And again, it is about what is already breaking out now and about the chaos to come, which we dealt with last night in the live show, The Ragged Edge. And all of us, and probably you listening right now, and many that download later on, feel that there is the chaos that's coming. Now, that's true. We've said it again and again. That is on the agenda. And though we can look in all kinds of other traditions and streams, and they're saying that it's coming, I have to come back to biblical revelation. Here's the source, not of the Akashic Records, not of something that's popping into people's head, not a finite spirit, not an ascended master. What we have here is the infinite, uncreated God, the Holy Spirit, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. And here is where infinite knowledge, past, present, future, all at the same time, that God can give. And so if you're interested as a futurologist, if you're interested as a tech concerning webbot and predictions, if you're out there looking up your horoscope and all the other stuff, listen, what I'm talking about is where God gives and has demonstrated through the past all the way to today an infallible, 100% accurate fulfillment, and the rest of the prophecies will also be fulfilled. Now, it takes in consideration, because I hear some people say, well, can't we change these things? Can't we do things? Can't we get rid of the Antichrist? Can't we do that? Well, listen, when God says this is what's going to happen, as we're going to see here in a moment, it takes in all the contingencies. It takes in what humanity has come to believe. It takes in the presence of the body of Christ. It takes in all of the factors. It takes in all of what Satan is doing, all of what God is doing, all the prayers, everything. And simply, biblical prophecy gives you the bottom line of what will actually occur that includes all those things. So it's not fatalism. It's about God giving what actually will occur before the finality, before the actual things do. So we're getting that preemptive look. And Revelation 6 is where it all begins. Revelation 4 is where it's said that it's going to come. Revelation 5, God holds, and in his hand, it gives that picture, the scroll that has all this information. And only Christ. Now, this is vital. I beg in the sight of God, remote viewers, to listen to this, and psychics and others, that only God holds the scroll with infinite, infallible perfection. Only the living, real Christ of Scripture, of history, of the cross, of the resurrection, only that real Christ has the right. If you read Revelation 5, it is astounding that an entire chapter is devoted to saying, who does have the right? Who does qualify to open up and bring out the exact revelation of exact future events? And I think that it's amazing, once again, pointing to not a de-deified occult or ufologist Jesus that means nothing, but we're talking about Emmanuel. We're talking about Yahweh Adonai, Isaiah 6, coming into human flesh. So the genetics of the incarnation, and for all of those who are into the Nephilim, all of those undergrounders and geneticists and transhumanists and others that understand about enhancing human genetics and adding to human genetics and looking at bloodlines, let me push all of that aside and speak simply about the predictions of the coming of God in human flesh, hundreds of years, again and again, and then the event of the conception of God, the Holy Spirit, connecting with inside the female, causing the conception. Genetically, DNA-wise, please understand, this is awesome. This is almost, it's hard to come up with words. The Greek word in John 3:16, monogenesis, the one and only of a type, one and only of a kind, the only begotten of God. This is God causes the conception and the baby is fully God, fully man. Whereas in the Nephilim, you have a hybrid of demonization and human. In the Antichrist, you have Homo Satanas. You have Satan directly in the counterfeit incarnation. So looking at all of that, looking at transhumanism and the genetic issues and splicing in, you know, whether it's plant or animal enhancements, please understand that's what the Nephilim issue, the backbreeding, is all about. is trying to bring human, you know, non-human enhancement. But what is the source of that agenda, and where do the ideas come from? Colonel Shannon, that's what I've heard lately, has been recalled and was involved in remote viewers and psychic warriors and soldiers and so forth, and I've read his manual back in the 90s. And I was amazed as I listened to him talk to George Knorr the other day about how the ideas for this and the ideas for some of the stuff that he got just came popping into his head. It reminded me of Ingo Swann in his being in a swimming pool in trying to think through remote viewing and the concept and how to use it, weaponize it, and how these ideas just came out of nowhere and popped into his mind. Well, listen, I've got to tell you something, that whether you agree or not, there is the unprecedented spiritual manifestation seeking to bring information, seeking to pop into the minds and the hearts of many who are open, who are yielded to pacifistic meditation and opening doors to the New Age spirits, that that's going to happen. So there is a progressive evolutionary development in that masqueraded spirituality. It is seemingly an angel of light type of spirituality, but obviously it is the most lethal, seductive. It spells out the pinnacle of sabotage in the end, and literally brings about the worst of devastations. The earth, the air, the sea, the waters, the planet, and humankind will have ever seen. Now, please hear me when I say so much so. See, we're not into the event of the Red Horse yet. We're in the progressive conquest, the frog in the kettle approach, the building up, the layering, and the preparation, the laying the foundations. Now, we see glimmers of this all over. People mentioned to me last night the Georgia Guidestones, the ideology that talks about reducing the human population from billions of people down to a 500 million manageable. Who are the 6 billion, 500 million people that are supposed to die? It's amazing to me that there is that mentality in old occultism, in New Age spiritual ideologies that are coming out. But the Georgia Guidestones bring it out very clearly. And we ask the question, what's the source? And I say that because biblical prophecy says that's about what is going to happen. Billions in less than a 4.5-5 year period as a whole. Once we have the Red Horse breaking out, that event of chaos, that event of butchering, and that event of taking peace from the earth worldwide, once that event occurs, it is layered with, again, the apocalypse of Antichrist, the black horse, the pale horse, and all that's going to come with it. And it just gets worse and worse and worse as a car going off a cliff and hits, you know, boulders, and then hits more, then hits more, then hits more. So once it all really strikes as far as that event, we've only been in the preparatory, laying the foundation, blanketing the world, preparing the unleashing of dark masqueraded powers. That's all here. And we're inches away. Now, does that mean weeks, months, years? I don't know. I can't imagine years and years before the event of the Red Horse. And that will involve what I believe has been plotted and planned for many years, that will involve the massive global collapsing of superpowers and nations, forcing them down to the knees and in need of a new regime, in need of a globalist control, in need of a new government, in need and being pushed. See, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to say, you can mark my words if you want to. I'm basing this on biblical truth. I don't care what Nostradamus said. I don't care what Edgar Casey said. I don't care what they said. They do not have biblical prophetic, insight. God reveals again and again from Daniel to Matthew 24 to, First and Second Thessalonians and First John 2 and all of Revelation that the events we're talking about is what's going to occur. Globalism, the New World Order, cannot and will not occur on a progressive basis only. Again, it's building and building and building and building and building like water rising and rising and rising. And the dam that holds it all back, that restrains it, is in place. 2 Thessalonians 2. God has a restrainer. And until the restrainer is removed, the event, the global impact of the Red Horse will not occur. So, but when it does occur, it will quickly bring everything. I mean, we're talking about seeing the world going from what it is right now in probably less than 6 months to the issuing of the unveiling or the public out, coming out of the closet of the Antichrist and the announcement of the New World Order and the announcement of the new regime and the announcement of taking control of economics, political powers, military powers, and so forth. So it's all going to happen quick when this event occurs. It's been developing. It's been an evolutionary process, but events are about to strike the world, and you won't have to ask, is this it? Because if you look at biblically, specifically, it is global, multinational and global, undeniable. You will not be able to in any way miss the event of the red horse, the black horse, the pale horse, and all that comes with it. Now, having said that, let me say quickly again for all those who are new tonight, and it seems as though we've been having thousands of new individuals listening and coming to the site. We're grateful for that, and we are very glad that you've been a part. Now, I want to say, again, my name, Russ Dizdar, and go to shatterthedarkness.net and take your time. There's a bio concerning my background. There's information of the work of Shatter, Preemption Broadcast, all that we do, hundreds and hundreds of free things for you. And we're live right now on the Shatter the Darkness Network, where Steve Quayle has backed and given us this program for the last about a year. Now it ends, the funding for this program ends, and I told you last week that we're going to begin this week with a 30-second commercial. We have no business commercials or product commercials and that kind of thing. So we're simply going to say, in all of our podcasts from now on, in all of our broadcasts, if we're going to be out there live like this and literally seeing this year 1,600,000 downloads of our MP3s and materials. They're all free, except some of the courses. We're even turning all the courses into free courses, basically. But literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So we're glad that 1,500,000, 500,000 or more are in 80 countries. So here's what we're saying. The funding is done. It was given to us as a gift for this year, and Steve has let me know that the end of June will be the end of the funding. And so we've just simply said, if you believe in this project, if you believe in the work of Shatter and what we're doing, and you want to help fund the live broadcast and even help broaden it and maintain what's being affected out there, you can help. And I thank you. There's been about 8 or 9 individuals that have written to say, we're going to do that. And I'm going to say, this week I have to know so I can tell the radio station, because I will not, be behind. Either I pay them up front, God provides everything, and we pay them up front, or not at all. So whatever occurs, you can still go to shatterthedarkness.net, and either way, somehow we will have daily broadcasts, but we'd love to stay on this radio network. I will continue to be a guest host for Steve Quayle on Tuesday nights. But if you want this to continue, if you'd like to help out, if you believe it's beneficial, and if you're a believer that God has moved, then go to shatterthedarkness.net simply. Look over at the support area, little note, and just click on it, and it'll tell you all that you need to know. Back now to this incredible, we got 35 minutes to bring out the, well, the prophetic revelation concerning globalists. And here's what I'd love to say, because I know that in Europe, and I know that around the Vatican, and I know that in many nations, and I know that military individuals and so forth, by the hundreds of thousands, archives and messages are being downloaded. I have no idea on the live how many or directly who, but I do get emails. I get emails from those who believe they are the troops of Antichrist, that they're part of the plan, that they're doing the rituals to empower the plan, that they can't wait to see bloodshed and Christians go down. I'm going to tell you that radical evil, there is a revenge factor, there is a bloodthirst, lust factor, and when the event of the Red Horse occurs, there is no question. Many, many, probably millions of individuals will die. All you got to do is read about it. The Greek word that is used is not about war. It's about civil insurrection. It's about butchering. It's about the elimination of population. And so when that occurs, there'll be many believers that will die. There's no question about that. And if you read the fifth seal, if you go on to read the fifth seal, you're going to see that there are many believers that have died. The souls of those who have been martyred are there, you know, under the altar before the Lord, crying out, "How long, O Lord?" And it's very telling. Again, when it comes, if you want to know the future, biblical prophetic information is precise and exact. So when you read the fifth seal, you're reading about the results of the red horse and the pale horse, the idea of a butchering, and that many believers will also die. Martyrdom will occur. And they will cry out, as it says in the future, and asking the Lord how long. And God's response, did you read it? God's response is that they're to wait until others of brothers and sisters in Christ will also be martyred to the full number. God knows the exact number. And that involves Revelation 7 when an edict is given. I don't know if you looked at the website, shadowthedarkness.net, Monday night. We're dealing with the nightmare for globalists, Luciferians, and the reign of Antichrist. Nightmares for them. It's, you know, it's coming. And if you're a globalist or if you're a Luciferian, in any sense of the term, there is devastating nightmare out of this sixth seal for you, and this is only the beginning. When you go to Tuesday night, we're going to deal with the sixth seal and the coming edict, and I believe there will be an edict by the Antichrist for the absolute eradication of all believers in Christ worldwide. Now we're going to look at the Greek terms, hey thalipsis, hey megali, the great, the tribulation, on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, the seventh seal, silence in heaven for about a half hour. Why silence in heaven? Why is there a stunning, absolute, total silence? Well, there's going to be an angel that's going to eventually come out to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. And when we get to the seventh seal, we have the opening of the seven trumpets, and the seven trumpets deal now with the direct sent judgments of God, smart targeting the Antichrist and those who have come to serve him. And so we want to warn you ahead of time. We want to warn you that if you're a globalist, if you're a new ager, if you're a psychic, a remote viewer, if you're giving in to the concepts of a spiritual evolution that's going to bring about a deification of humanity, a new age, a new spiritual dawn, that you're feeding into the fallen cherubs' masqueraded lie that began in Genesis 3. You either have the Spirit of God operating in your life and guiding and bringing you biblical revelation from God. This is God's revelation. Not the Akashic records, the data that remote viewers are getting. So either you have that or you have a different spirit. You have finite and fallen stuff that's an opposite agenda. And so I trust that in this hour and the 30 minutes we have now to really focus on the fact that there is coming an absolute shock to globalists, Luciferians, the ones that are, and when I say, listen, when I say Luciferian, those who believe in the doctrine, the agenda that are part of it, those that are summoning the demons, those who are, that are meeting with and hearing from, and really know who they're serving. Just in the super soldier chosen one issue, there's millions that are intact and ready to serve the reign of Antichrist. So this is why I'm telling you right now that whether you're in the UN and military systems, whether you are in political areas, whether you have got into syncretism on a religious scale, and you kind of believe in kind of a fluffy fairy tale version of a globalist New Age Dawn of Aquarius, you know, thing that you've heard about, and a evolution of your spirituality, a new consciousness coming. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It is not what you think. Every element of it is the carrot being thrown out there ahead of you, and the promise of a spiritualized new age, new day of peace, new day of global economics, environmentalism, politics, a new day to remake the entire planet. Well, yes, it is coming. Under the reign of the fallen cherub, in a counterfeit incarnation that probably already occurred maybe 30 years ago, Homo Satanas. We have a series on that that's developing off our site. The most supernaturally empowered individual in human history outside of Christ. The most masqueraded individual in human history. When Christ came, God came in human flesh to reveal himself, his power, his attributes, his work, his mission, his words. You read John's Gospel chapter 1 and it tells you very clearly, my friend, that as the Logos became human flesh, light came into the world. Jesus spoke publicly, did his miracles publicly, shared the agenda publicly, the Great Commission publicly, the power of the Spirit of God for believers. All churches should know that they're on public notice. All that God is doing and revealing is very clear. There is zero masquerade in the will, the word, the attributes, the agenda of God. But I will say there is a massive, layered, masquerading process when it comes to the satanic side. Even the Bible, God says that Satan has the ability to morph, to present himself as a minister of righteousness or as an angel of light. Remote viewers are encountering what they think are angels of God. They're not. Ufologists and abductees are thinking that they're engaging extra-dimensional or, well, even terrestrial entities, and they're not. New Agers are. Those going to the astral plane. All kinds of things. You, as a finite human being, whatever human enhancements you may have, you cannot. You cannot. You do not have, in your human capacity, and if it's finite fallen spirits giving you any kind of enhancement, you have no ability to discern what they really are, to know what they really are. They can morph, change. They've been around for millennia. You simply, as a fallen individual, one without the Spirit of God inside of you. And listen, for you believers out there in Christ, it's very clear you have the Spirit of God. You're supposed to be able to discern. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. There's giftings of discerning of spirits. The Word of God gives as spiritual content embodied in your life, if you get hold of it, will give you massive discernment. Clarity about what's going on right now in the world. Clarity to be able to say, what's the next event? That's why I'm saying, I think with biblical clarity, the next thing that will occur is not a slow, progressive, frog in the kettle, almost unnoticeable development of counterfeit spirituality around the world. It's now going to be, as God says, striking global events. Red horse, black horse, pale horse. Well, then seal number five deals with clearly martyrdom of millions of believers as the results of the red horse issue. But then you're going to have what's going to happen right after that. And that's why I want you to really take note. You can speak to those who are given over to the New Age globalist issues. You can take this to politicians. Again, wherever you see it's been, listen, it's deeply embedded in political systems all through Europe. Europe is ready for a new age, a new order, a new day. It's the belly of the beast. The waters are boiling, but underneath those waters is the fires of hell itself. God says, in the future, after the plotted unleashing of chaos and anarchy, collapsing all things, after the rise of, or the visible unveiling and political, military taking of control by the Antichrist and his regime, and after the new order begins to kick in, something's going to happen. There is a response. And literally, it tells us in these verses, Revelation 16, or chapter 6, verse 14, 13, 14, 15. Everything, it's almost as though everything is moved. The heavens, the sun is blacked out, the moon is blood red, mountains are moving, everything's affected, every single thing. Why? I'm going to ask you the question, why is, it seems like in this little piece of biblical prophetic revelation, such massive, massive, massive dramatic communication that everything is almost pulling back and shuddering, and everything is clearly going to be known because something happens. And it's a direct, this six seal, this deals about direct reference to the kings of the earth. If you look at Revelation 6:15 and you read the words, the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty. When you read that, circle it, mark down Psalm chapter 2. This is part of the fulfillment of Psalm 2, when the nations and the peoples and the kings of the earth, as they are developing the Luciferic plan to take control politically, militarily, to build the most powerful supernatural super soldier army in all of history because of Armageddon, of what they need to do. See, most people have no idea what is the ultimate agenda. Just for Satan to be incarnated in a human being and be the Antichrist and stand in the temple and say, you know, beat his chest and say, I am God, I am God, I am God. You know, even then, the finite, even now, see, people are going to believe it. I mean, there's people today that believe certain gurus are godlike and whatever. There's New Agers that believe that they're going to become God. They have no concept of what God, infinite, immeasurable, eternal, no beginning, no end, God, they don't understand. You're not going to become God. God is God. The finite cannot evolve into, nor by its bootstraps, ever become the infinite. The infinite doesn't have a beginning. The infinite God is not restricted in any sense. You need to understand the attribute of infinity. God is infinite, immeasurable in every conceivable way. Even when you and I as believers in Christ are glorified and we shall know and then see God face to face, we will know God, as Francis Schaeffer, the great theologian, said, we will know God truly, see God truly, but not infinitely and exhaustively. We can't. We're not infinite beings. Even in the glorification, we're not infinite beings. The highest class of humanity, the most Listen, if you're interested in human enhancement, then you need to at least study what salvation is. It is the greatest human enhancement that could ever occur. It leads to the developing, growing ability to become even more and more and more enhanced by God's grace, by God's power, by God's mercy, by God's building into us the Word of God. But the glorification, the instantaneous shift, the mortal puts on immortality for every human being that has believed in and received Christ, that gift is in you. So that when the physics of God, that is the power of God, and the Greek word used in 1 Corinthians 15, when it refers to flash, is the Greek word atomic. On an atomic level, on some level where from the immaterial side, God exerts infinite power into our material existence, a flash, a twinkling of an eye, the exertion of God's power, we instantaneously, quicker than a second, go from mortal to immortality, indestructible, incorruptible. Listen, that's what's coming. And everyone that wants the love of God, the healing of God, the grace of God, the forgiveness of God, that wants to see the friendship of God and see God face to face. Can you hear what I'm saying? It's all found in the unparalleled, unequaled, on an infinite level, the real Christ of God that died on that cross for you, for the sum total of humanity. So I urge you in the sight of God, if you don't know Christ, get in the Gospel of John, open your heart up, and the most powerful spiritual event out of the heavens can occur in your life. Being born of the Spirit of the Lord, where the very presence, power, and nature of God comes into you. Sin is forgiven, sin code is broken, Satan's chains are ripped off, hell is extinguished as far as you're concerned, the gift of immortality is placed in, the gift of eternal life, the new nature, the power to live. See, there are some of you that might say, well, I'd love to live for God, I'd love to live for Christ, but I can't do that. You know, as someone living in sin, your own sin issue. But Christ forgives and then breaks the power of that sin and then gives you a new life and you move on from there. You grow, man. Let Christ bring all of his power, grace, might. There is absolutely nothing comparable. Nothing. The infinite God in Christ with his infinite love and personal relational presence. That happened in my life over 35 years ago. To this very day, God is faithful, God is true, God is awesome. Jesus is here. Now, by God's providence, and I believe it's clearly clearly true that there'll be those that will listen to this one way or the other that are part of the globalist and even the Luciferian, whether that's Bilderbergers, Bohemian Groveites, whether that's the Black Flame, whether that's, those deep, infiltrate, whether that, those of you that have been sent in to infiltrate military and law enforcement and politics and infrastructures everywhere, those of you that are part of clearly this system, and those who believed in it on a new age basis, I'm telling you right now that this is your nightmare. Ultimately, Revelation 19:20 is the great nightmare for the political, military, all those who have given in to the new age under the fallen cherub, under the Antichrist, under the world teacher, under this, some call him Maitreya, some call him Mahdi. And if you give in and join and get down to the mark and the image of the beast and the day of Armageddon, well, you read, listen, I'm telling you Satanists and underground brotherhooders that know the agenda, you better read Revelation 19:20. Here is a glimpse of even before that final day. because you're talking about Revelation 19, 19, 19, 20, the final day of fallen human history and the ending of all radical evil and deception and war and sin because of the return of Christ. Now here, under this seal that is broken, revelation comes out that you globalists, those elitists, those Bohemian Groveites, those of the old Nazi black flame, those that believe in the agenda of globalism and have yielded to the spirit of globalism, this is your nightmare. It's already predicting that political and military rulers, princes and generals, the rich, meaning the filthy rich, the mighty, those empowered and those in places of power, media moguls, anyone, though, in all of those areas that commit to the globalism, that have a growing anti-Christian and even anti-Israel, anti-Jewish sentiment. And even if you're just, you know, a street, you know, if you're an individual, slave and free, here's what it says about you. It declares that you will be hiding in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. I mean, in the Middle East, we understand, even with Saddam Hussein, that there are many, many, many places, caves, places to go. We are, and I did an article here a couple of weeks back. You can look under Doomsday Caverns if you want to. But even across the United States, as people are believing that Doomsday is coming, there are now individuals that have bought up places, bought up spaces. They're building virtually underground bunker cities, selling from the thousands and thousands to the millions of dollars. And there are very wealthy people buying into that. There are the boring machines that have built massive, massive underground tunnels from military base to military base to political places. There's massive military underground, political underground places everywhere. Deep bunkers all over the world. Listen, the Chinese have them, the Russians have them, everybody all over the earth. Constantly building these, one wonders whether there is a satanic inspiration for the development of the underground bunkers, because this event in which, in the midst and, well, probably right in the middle of the great, the beginnings of the great tribulation, there is all of a sudden a peeling back of everything. God is shown, and Christ as the Lamb of God is shown. And there is a very probably short time, but a glimpse to the world, to atheists, agnostics, deists, existentialists, nihilists, Satanists, Luciferians, New Agers, anyone committed to the spirit, well, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who's now operative and leading this anti-God, anti-Christ campaign on a global level. It predicts that in the future, there'll be a moment in which you look up. There'll be a moment in which, with all of the massive heavens opening up and the sun going blackened and the moon going blood red and mountains moving, everything seems to be, all creation seems to, like, step back. Listen to verse 16, Revelation 6, verse 16. It even says what Luciferians are going to say. Those committed to the Antichrist, what they're going to say. To satanic chosen ones right now, to the assassins and the reconnaissance agents and to the perpetrators and the handlers and to the watchers and others. Listen, God says that you will call to the mountains and to the rocks. God even quotes, God is so detailed in prophecy. God is so specifically detailed that he can quote what you're going to say in the future, even though this has been written down 2,000 years ago. What the Spirit of God brought into what's called Grapha, the writing, the living words of God, prophetic words of God. This has not yet occurred, but it will occur, in which millions of those who have come to believe in globalism, the Antichrist is a world teacher, world leader, world political, you know, superstar. Those are going to be willing to take the mark, embrace the image, and be drawn by a power so beyond themselves they have no idea how to stop it. Revelation 16 talks about it, the mother of all rituals. But let's step back. What if this is 5 years away? What if this event is 5, 6, 7 years away? What if this event occurs somewhere right in the middle of the total tribulation, kicking into what is called the Hathalipsis, the Hamagali, the great, the tribulation? Well, let me tell you something. Not only will the event occur, but it's specifically designed to literally engage those that are committed to this cause. So to the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and to the Bohemian Groveites and to the Black Flame and to the Black Nobility and to the secret societies. Listen, to all those who are wanting Psy Warrior powers and transgenics, you know, all those that are into this movement, you're being guided, you're being directed, and you're being layered with more and more and more layers of both spiritual acquisition and in some cases physical, genetic, if there's a breeding in or the idea of transgenics or the idea of adding to you non-human enhancement to serve the Luciferic globalist cause. It means that you're layered in a deep and broad and thick satanic way. And God says to you, if you're listening now, if you're listening a few months from now, if you're the Luciferian, if you're the Satanist, if you're the troops of Antichrist, if you are in that New Age globalist commitment, God says, this is what you're going to be saying in the future. Crying out to mountains and rocks. You're going to run and hide into those bunkers, into the underground tunnels, into the underground hidden places, into the doomsday underground cities. You're going to go to the rocks, the caves. God quotes, he did this 3,000 years ago in the book of Psalm chapter 2. He even quotes then, ultimately, getting to the day of Armageddon, what you're feeling and what you're saying. God gives prophecy of what you feel and what your specific literal words off your mouth will be. 3,000 years in advance. In this case, 2,000 years in advance. Who's ever listened to me right now? God knows your emotion. God knows. That's why I always say, especially on the Ragged Edge show on Sunday nights, three things. God knows you. Psalm 139 talks about how even before a word's on your, God knows. Before words come to your tongue, before you speak, he knows exactly what you're going to say. He knows what's formulating. God is so beyond in not just a broad infinite presence, but in absolute infinite knowing. There is nothing, can I say it this way, that God does not know totally, absolutely. God even knows your feelings when you don't even know what your feelings are. That's why being a believer, you can go to the Lord, the throne of grace, and in his presence through the word by the Spirit of God, have God sort things out. Have God sort things out, bring healing, guidance, direction in your life. This might be for a few people. Let me give you something. Let me give you something. Here it is. I'm going to give you. This is Isaiah 48, verse 17. About God teaching you what is best and leading you in the way you should go. To the Luciferian Satanist, well, the satanic chosen ones, those are part of globalism. God says, you will be crying out and you will actually say, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Somewhere it's very clear as we move into the middle or fourth year or fifth year timing of the tribulation, the great tribulation, that whenever in specific time this event occurs, it's clear that the soldiers of Antichrist, the system of globalists, are going to be crying out in this event, completely undone. See, I don't say that. I want to see the face of my God, of God. I want to see the glorified eternal Christ. You see, there's no wrath ordained for those who are believers in Christ. It's all been removed. You can read about that in 1 Thessalonians. I am telling you that in Christ, the peace of God, preservation of God, and the perfect delivery in glorification. You ever read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1? When Christ returns, believers are going to, your jaws are going to be down to the ground. Emotionally, God already says what it's going to be like. You're going to stand there in absolute awe, marveling at, and in absolute emotional wonder, undone, even in a glorified body, when you see Christ, the glorified God Christ, face to face. You read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. But when those who are opposed to God, those who have a different dark spirit in them layered, those who have given themselves to all of the Antichrist's non-human enhancements, whether from the beginning layered all the way to the end or not, the good news is right now as you're hearing me, prior to this event, the power of the Word of God, the power of the gospel, the grace of God is strong enough right now to break into your life. You can break away and give your life to Jesus Christ. And I beg those committed to the dark side, turn now and give your life to the living Christ. He doesn't lie. He has the power to fulfill all that he says. Lest you end up as part of this. We're at the end of the hour. This is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. God bless you. Good night.